Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Raising your volume knob, but never your IQ. Rocky and Lissa, mornings on 98.5 KRZ.
Would you give a ride to a stranger? Back in the day, sure, but now, you just don't know.
It's interesting to me that so many commenters, and you yourself just said, back in the day, I would have. Ted Bundy was back in the day. Why did you guys think yes. It was safe?
When I was in high school, me and my friend, we were bored on a Saturday. We would just hitchhike to New York State.
Rocky Roads. Oh, my goodness. My stomach just turned hearing that.
And nothing ever happened.
Oh, my gosh.
We actually met some great people. Me and that same friend went on a backpacking trip in West Virginia. We had to hike out of the woods and then hitchhike to the bus station, which was an hour and a half away.
Did your parents not care for you?
No, they totally approved.
No.
Said, no, we'll be fine. Okay, we'll be careful.
The hitchhiker thumb is really just a thumbs up for, do you want to kill me today? Yay, thumb up.
Who are you more afraid of, the hitchhiker or the person that picks up hitchhikers?
Both.
You've never picked up anybody? You've never given a stranger a ride?
Never. Nor would I accept one from a stranger. Do you know that's the earliest thing they teach you? Hey, little girl, you want some candy? Get in my van.
No, thank you.
Well, how about Kimberly on the KRZ Facebook page? A few years ago, I saw two women walking up a hill. They had a gas can with them. I turned around, went back so I could take them to the gas station, return them to their car.
They could be arsonists on the lam. Nice of you, but no.
It's snowing. They're walking around with a gas can, two women, and you still would not offer them a ride.
You don't know the rest of their day. Now, Sarah said, I've given kids a ride to school. I didn't know them, but I was taking my kid to school anyway. And Sarah, I do see, I would be tempted there, but sadly, a lot of adults use kids to commit crimes. Do you remember that couple that was using their daughter's wheelchair to shoplift shoes?
No, it was terrible, yeah.
You can call authorities and have them check on somebody. Hey, it's cold. This person seems to be in distress. Mm-hmm. Can you check on them?
Here's a different side of things from Tracy. I'm the one who walks in the cold. I would probably refuse the ride. Some people can be suspect.
Smart. That's right. You will never be on Dateline. High five.
It is bad that we don't trust anyone anymore.
Well, you did, Rocky Hitchhiker Rhodes.
Oh, yeah.
Whee, pick me up.
Yeah, it was different. That was the 70s. Different world back then.
Let me show some leg. Make it look more appealing. Hello.
Is that enough hair for you?